counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
No, you're not exactly right. It's me. I'm here. I'm always here. Brian's the one who always takes time off. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio this week by the lovely Kim Hornack. She is going to join me to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation this week as Brian is still out. I don't know if he's ever coming back. What do you think?
No.
No? Brian's not coming
he's
back.
He's going to travel the world.
I'm just going to have perpetual guests. Like, yep. It'll be a revolving door of guest people in the studio with me. Guest people, guest hosts. If you're new to the show, or if you're tuning in again this week, thank you very much. And we are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do it every week. Kim's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshotonline.com, where you can find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's right. You can find all of that stuff at that website, and you can also find us online. A few ways, earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you want some exposure on this show, we will do that for you. We'll give you a feature, which includes an interview, and we will spin some tunes from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So please reach out to us, and we'll actually be doing that next week with a band from Nova Scotia. I won't give too much away, but we've been contacted, and that is a treat that is forthcoming.
I like mysteries.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy a good mystery, too. Were you a Nancy Drew or Hardy Boys?
Nancy Drew.
Well, of course. I was Nancy Drew, too.
Yeah, she had nice ensembles.
She was really good. Murder, She Wrote, when my grandmother was watching it. Of course I had to watch it.
Of course.
All right, we're going to get the countdown going, and coming up in this hour of the program, we will also hear from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim Magazine. But first, and kick things off, Kim's going to let you know what's coming up first.
In at number 20 is Trust from their album Joyland. And then at number 19, Walrus, you'll hear a song from their album Glam Returns. And then next, at number 18, you'll hear Cour des Pirates from their album Trauma.
Good job. That was really good. All right, stick around. There's more on the way. It's Trust in at number 20 this week. It's the Earshot 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Don't know what she says or does. Everything just can't be wrong. Every day it's all the same. It's hard to find ways to complain. Get out of
number 18.
Is it cruel or Well, I'll confess all of my sins after several large chins, but still I'll hide from you. Hide what's inside from you. And alarm bells ring when you say your heart still sings when you're with me. Won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Drugs and the tubs we shared together will stay with me forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fros, they left me dizzy. But won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Strange shade in my mind is all too clear. Music when the lights come on. The girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart had disappeared. Well, I no longer hear the music. Oh, no, no, no. All the memories of the fights and the nights and the blue lights, all the we flew together. I thought they'd fly forever. But all the highs and the lows and the twos and the fros, they left me dizzy. Oh, won't you please forgive me? I no longer hear the music. Love goes cold in shades of doubt. The strange fate in my mind, it's all too clear. Music when the lights come on. The girl I thought I knew has gone, and with her my heart just disappeared. I no longer hear the music. Oh no.
It's the Earshot 20.
You just heard Coeur de Pierrot from their album Trauma. Before that was Walrus from their album Glam Returns. And kicking off the set was Trust with a track from their album Joyland.
I love Walrus. It's my favorite.
It's my favorite animal.
It is. It's my favorite album. That pretty good tracks. So far, I'm pleased. Brian That's knows good. It's tough. It's tough because sometimes I'm like, don't really know if I dig it or not.
You get grumpy?
I wouldn't say grumpy. He makes me grumpy. Don't tell him I said that, though.
Shh,
yeah, secret. Yeah, it is a secret. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, and Kim Hornack is in studio with me this week, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian is out. He will be back next week, I think. Maybe not. Who knows?
Have to tune in.
He's traveling the world, and the last time I saw a picture from him, he was on an alpaca.
Wow.
In Peru.
Mm.
Good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for covering me on that one, because I don't know where alpacas live.
There's some in Peru.
There's some in zoos, wow. But...
I hope he's not breaking into zoos.
The Toronto Zoo, maybe. All right, we're going to continue the countdown. I'm going to let you know what's coming up next at number 17 and number 16, respectively. And after that, we'll get our first taste of the entertainment news. Stephen Karlick will be joining us, but first, here is what's coming in at number 17.
In at 17 is Real Estate from their album Atlas, and then at number 16, you will hear Future Islands, a song from their album Singles.
It's Talking Backwards. Real Estate, your number 17 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
When I
Earshot 20. Number 16.
That was Future Islands with their song Doves, and before that, it was Real Estate with their song Talking Backwards.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And taking a quick break now from the countdown to head to the phone lines and chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's a friend of ours as well and gives us our entertainment news every week, and we really appreciate that. Stephen, welcome back to the program this week.
Hello.
And we're going to kick things off actually with a story that's that will resonate with some of our listeners on the East Coast, because this is an East Coast artist. Joel Plaskett has signed with a recording company for a new album.
Yes, and not to offend anyone, but the recording company is in Toronto. He signed to the label in advance of a new album that he is reportedly working on. He hasn't started recording for it yet, but he says he's planning to get things underway soon at his own New Scotland Yard studio. This will be his eighth album since the breakup of Thrush Hermit, so his eighth solo album. Pheromone, which is the Pheromone Recordings, the label he just signed to, seems like a natural fit for him. The founder, Kim Cook, is the same person who signed him to Maple Music a decade ago, and they both fall under the Maplecore Limited umbrella. Not a huge jump for him, but he said, quote, "I'm really excited to be releasing my next record through Pheromone and to be working with Kim again. He's been a huge supporter of what I do, and he continues to navigate an ever-changing music business with integrity and class." the new album will be a follow-up to 2012's Scrappy Happiness, and hopefully it'll come sooner than later.
And Joel Plaskett, really great artist from this area, and really unique in some of the stuff that he's done. I know a few years or a couple years ago, he also did a contest where he had fans make music videos for him for some of his songs. So that was really cool. So good to hear that he's going to be releasing some new stuff. We'll move on. Mastodon details a new album, and you're going to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Mastodon is a metal band from Atlanta. They are the kind of band who, even if you're not a major metalhead, you might be able to get into. They're really heavy, but they have a melodic sense to them as well. Very epic. Have a new album coming out. Their follow-up to 2011's The Hunter, and they've released a number of details about it, including the fact that it'll have 11 tracks. That track list has hit the net. 15 were recorded for the album sessions. 11 made the LP, produced by Nick Raskulinitz, who has previously worked with Alice in Chains and Deftones. The band's Troy Sanders said, quote, "A lot of people ask us if it kicks off where The Hunter left off, and to a large degree, I suppose, yes. We recorded it and took it on the road with us, and then we headed back to our rehearsal space and started working out ideas. I've had a lot of time to ingest this record, and it's solid. It's a large slab of granite. I'm completely proud of these guys." That new album, it's called Once More Round the Sun, and it'll be out on June 24th from Reprise Records. You can see the full track list online. And they're heading out on tour this in the coming months, and there's a new single you can hear as well called High Road.
Quite an extensive tour schedule, only one date in Canada, but if people are fans, they can probably get somewhere close to the States and check them out. So definitely take a look at that. All right, one more before we jump back into the charts, and it's Nils Fram. I'm not familiar with this individual, but the story seems interesting.
Nils Fram is an incredible performer. He's not particularly famous, but I personally really wanted to tell people about this story. He's coming on tour, which he rarely does, but he is famous for his tours. His album that he put out at the tail end of last year, which sort of came out at the start of this year, is called Spaces, and it's a recording of his live show, which is sort of unlike any live show you've ever seen. He always has a grand piano and a synthesizer arranged in an L shape at a 90-degree angle, and he plays both at the same time. He samples himself. It's truly incredible. So the fact that he's touring, I thought, was definitely worth mentioning. As of right now, he's only hitting Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal, but that's more than he usually does. If you can make it to one of those three cities, I cannot stress enough how incredible he is. I saw him very recently, and it is like nothing you've ever seen before. He's a young German sort of experimental pianist. He is absolutely worth seeing. So if you can get out there, you should.
If you want to check out those tour dates, head over to exclaim.ca. We've got all kinds of music news and such on the website. Stick around. We will be back with Stephen in just a little bit. But first, Kim's going to let you know what's coming up next.
In at number 15 is Weaves with their self-titled album. And then at 14, you will hear the Soul Jazz Orchestra from their album, Inner Fire.
Here is Do You See Past, Weaves. Stick around. It's Earshot 20.
Number 14.
That might be the end. I'm waiting for something to kick in. Brian and I've done that before where I've been like, it's the earshot, and then all of a sudden, kapow, right at the very end.
Bam.
And then it scares me and I cry.
Oh.
Yeah, it's sad news.
That is sad. You scare easily.
I do.
Well, that was the track Kingdom Come from Soul Jazz Orchestra. And before that, it was Weaves with their song, Do You See Past?
All right, a few more tracks to bring you. Three, in fact, until this hour of the program is complete. The first 10 counted down. But before we do that, I thought I'd talk a little bit about, because I don't get to, I don't know if Brian does attend. I know he does attend a few. Sappy Fest is one of his, I don't want to call it his favorites. I will, because he's not here to speak for himself. So it's one of his favorites. He absolutely loves Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick. But we were talking before the song had ended, and you had said that you might be going to a music festival yourself.
Yeah, I might go to North by Northeast in Toronto.
Who'd you say you want to go see?
I want to see St. Vincent, and I want to see Mac DeMarco, and other things.
And other things.
Mm-hmm. It's, et cetera.
I don't know if it's because I'm a small town boy or what it is, but those music festivals scare me a little bit.
Well, North by Northeast is one of the ones where it takes place over a couple of days and it's still in venues.
Okay.
It's not like at a big open festival.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it scares me. And what's a double whammy for me is my putrid hate for country music, and mix that with the Cavendish Beach Music Festival, which now a bunch of people out there are probably going, don't say that about my country music. But I just, horrifying. That many people that love country.
Oh, I've never heard of that festival.
No, the Cavendish Beach Music. Oh, anyway, it's a big, big country festival. Mm. But there's all kinds, and Stephen and I have talked about quite a few over the past few weeks, just of music festivals that are happening.
Right.
And some of the Chaos is one of the big ones, one of the big bands or groups that are kind of making headlines at some of the music festivals this year because they haven't been doing much with each other. I don't know if there's anybody on. Let me have a look at this list. Let me see here. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Mac DeMarco. Actually, Tokyo Police Club, I also wouldn't mind seeing live if they were playing at one of the festivals.
Well, what would be if you, like, the act that if you saw that they were on the festival listing, you'd have to go? Like, have to go.
Oh, Beyonce. No, I'm kidding.
Because she's going on tour this summer with Jay-Z. But that's not a festival.
That's not a festival.
They're a festival in themselves.
I don't know. I don't think. I'm not that big into music that it would have to be someone on the lineup. I think it would have to be I just have to be convinced to go, basically. Like, hey, come on, we're gonna go away for a while, and we're gonna happen upon this music festival, so we're gonna get tickets for it. Cool. Mm-hmm. It's for the same reason that I wouldn't go to New York to see a Broadway show. But I went while I was in New York. If I ever went away, I would see a Broadway show. You picking up what I'm laying down?
Yeah, the power of friendship is what will make you go to things.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, you know, if you buy me a ticket for North by Northeast, I'm there.
Oh, you mean if you can go for free, you'll go? Now I understand.
That's friendship, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't that what friendship is?
Yes, it's all about money.
All right, we will continue the countdown. Three more songs until this hour is complete. Kim's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
At 13 is Afghan Whigs from their album Due to the Beast. And then at 12, you got Language Arts from their album Wonderkind. Yes. There's a break between the words. So I was like, is it Wonderkind? No, it's Wonderkind.
I wonder if it's kind, if it's a kind album.
We'll find out.
We will find out.
And then at 11, it's Candle from their album In Flames.
All right, number 13 this week, it's Algiers, the Afghan Whigs. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20. Dream, the body sleeps better.
Earshot 20. Number 12. Shot 20. Number 11.
Mm-hmm.
doodle-deedle-dee. I feel like there needed to be something at the end of that, like a doodle-deedle-doo.
That would be pretty.
Yeah, well.
You should just add that on.
I made it happen.
You did.
I made it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, all right then.
Well, that was the song Not Up to Me by Candle. Before that, we heard More Than Amazing from Language Arts. And before that, it was Afghan Wig's track, Algiers.
It is up to you, Kim. It's all up to you.
The power is in me.
The power is in you. The power is with you. And May the 4th be with you. It's coming up.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
True. Not today,
it depends on when people are listening to this, right? It's because it's recorded and then rebroadcast all over Canada. So whenever you're listening to it, I hope you had a great Star Wars day, or you do have a great Star Wars day whenever this falls. I didn't realize May the 4th was such a big thing, but Star Wars junkies all over the world are into it hardcore. I wonder if there's Star Wars parties that happen.
Oh, you know it.
On May the 4th.
I hope so. And I hope there's costumes involved.
What day does it fall on? Is it on? Oh, it's Sunday. And then the following Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yay, moms.
So Star Wars and George Lucas and mothers.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have in common?
Love.
They both work really hard. They don't get paid. Wait a minute. That's a lie. One of them does get paid a lot.
Yeah.
Moms. All right, if you are just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon. Kim Hornack is in studio with me this week. Brian is out on assignment. We have sent him to the great deep dark woods of Toronto to look for black bears. And I hope he doesn't get eaten.
I hope so.
But if he does, I mean, there's always a spot here for you.
Woo-woo.
Permanent fill-in. yeah, so we're counting down the top 20. Already finished the first 10 of the program. And a little bit about this show. We are record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station right here in the city. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. 21 stations in total carrying this program, including a couple of online radio stations and some campus and community stations across, from Nova Scotia to BC and in New Brunswick and in Ontario and all kinds.
Wow.
So lots in BC. A lot of BC radio people.
That's nice.
So let me hear a woot woot.
Woot woot.
And now our BC people, let me hear a woot woot. Did you hear that? All the way from BC.
I got it. It was there.
And you can also listen to the show a couple other ways. You can download it from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around, because in the next hour of the program, you've got the top 10. Plus, we'll hear from Stephen Karlick again and get his song pick of the week and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.